vehicles that have been thoroughly vetted, because it's not good for business to resell somebody else's trouble. So they will eliminate a car that has a bad history on the Carfax vehicle history report. If that's clean, then they send it to the mechanics. The car has to meet factory specifications the way it's operating today, because today is the day that really matters. And now they've taken it one step beyond that. As an eight-time customer, and I can't wait for number nine, as an eight-time customer at Jack Ingram, Jack Ingram Select Used Cars, big selection with factory protection. This is how John Ingram, the GM, has taken car shopping to the next level by offering every vehicle with a certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select Program. Includes all vehicles, Ford, Chevys, domestics, imports, Jeeps, you name it. Each car gets an 84 multi-point inspection under the hood. Those factory standards still have to be in place. And then, to further put your mind at ease when you're making your purchase, they offer that extended warranty. Of course, the vehicle is reconditioned by the body shop. Roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and a limited warranty. Not to mention the rental car reimbursement that comes with it, too. Nobody's going to put those kinds of extras onto a vehicle unless they are really confident that you'll never have to use them. So look at the cars, and you got a choice from fuel-efficient sedans, sports cars, SUVs, large and small. Very, very, you talk about diversity, that's the selection at Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Look them up online by that name. And don't forget the entire Ingram family of stores, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, and Audi on the boulevard. Everything at Jack Ingram. How are the cars moving, Skipper?
Well, if you're on the East Boulevard traveling from Carmichael over 85 to the Sam's Club entrance, we have an accident at that intersection, and things are moving really slow there. We're seeing a backup in traffic. Please use caution if you're in that area and prepare for a little bit of a slowdown. Everywhere else, light to moderate traffic. We're a little busy on I-65 and 85. Folks getting off work, beginning to really flood the roads, and it's going to get very busy here in a few minutes. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, Sheer Experience, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Alphabet and Microsoft led the U.S. stock market to its first winning week in the last four and its biggest weekly gain since November. Google's parent company jumped after breezing past analyst expectations for profit and announcing its first dividend. Microsoft climbed also after topping forecasts. They helped offset a slide for Intel after it gave a forecast for profit, then fell short of analyst expectations. The Dow was up 153 points today to close at 38,239. The Nasdaq gained 316 points to 15,927. The S&P 500 adding 51 points to 50.99. New York oil rose 28 cents to $83.85 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
We provide life-saving care and healthy lifestyle education. We support underserved rural communities and local sports programs. We create college scholarships and countless job opportunities. Alabama's healthcare professionals reach upward and outward to serve more people in greater ways. We are Alabama Hospitals. Visit wearealabamahospitals.org. Brought to you by Alabama Hospital Association.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
Yeah, but he's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
It's April 26th, the greatest day ever. On the 26th of April, 1941, the Chicago Cubs became the first Major League Baseball team to feature the sound of an organ at the ballpark. Here is actual audio from that historic day.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all ready for this?
Have a great April 26th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Columbia University students who inspire pro-Palestinian demonstrations across the country say they've reached an impasse with administrators and intend to continue their encampment until their demands are met. The announcement Friday after exhaustive negotiations comes as Columbia's president faces harsh criticism from faculty. Hundreds of protesters have been arrested across the nation, sometimes amid scuffles with police. The Pentagon has announced that the U.S. will provide Ukraine additional Patriot missiles for its air defense systems as part of a massive $6 billion additional aid package. The missiles will be used to replenish previously supplied Patriot air defense systems. A good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 153 points. The NASDAQ rose 316. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
I'll request Friday. Here's a favorite.
Big Harry Carey fan. I love it. You know, I love Harry Carey, and I love, and I just, you know, Harry, of course, did the first baseball game ever played. You guys are aware of that.
Sure. Mm.
Yeah, he was the only guy around at that time to do that game. And it was wonderful. I got an old tape of it, and I listened to it all the time. Hello, fans. This is Harry Carey. Welcome to today's game between the Bethlehem Braves and the Jerusalem Giants. Kind of a sparse crowd here today, as a plague of locusts has made it tough to get out to the ballpark. You can hear the vendors, though. Hey, manna, get your manna. Who wants bread from heaven? It's hot. It's fresh. It just fell. Hot manna here. Penance. Penance. Our Father's Hail Marys. Can't get absolution without an act of contrition. Who wants a rosary here?
Water. Water. What?
Uh-oh.
Wine. Who wants wine now? Peter looks into Jesus for the sign. Jesus gives him the sign. Holy cow! Peter denies it. He gives it to him again. He denies it again. Once more. That's three times, and Jesus is out to give Peter a sermon on the mound. Jesus, of course, the big hero in yesterday's game, came up in the bottom of the ninth with the Braves down 3-0 and hit a bases-empty grand slam. Fans, we haven't had a miracle like that since we had fishes and loaves night. I had a chance to talk with the Savior after the game, and this is what he had to say.
Well, Harry, the ball was on the outside part of the play. I was not time to make contact. First of all, I want to thank my father for loading the bases, muchas gracias, señor, and also the Holy Ghost for bringing up the double play.
Back to live action! Lazarus up to the plate now.
What's that? Oh, I'm sorry.
Lazarus up to the plate now. Here's the pitch. Oh, no, he's hit. He's hurt. He's down. Holy cow, he's dead. But wait a minute. He gets back up. That's the sixth time this week. That kid can take one for the team. Abraham up to the plate now. Probably up here to sacrifice. Enfield drawn in for the patriarch, and now there's some action in the Bethlehem bullpen. I can't quite make out the back of his robe. It is the big number 10, Moses. Just called up from the burning bush league. Already gaining a reputation for that lightning fast pickoff move. Reminding those runners that thou shalt not steal. Give it over to Steve Stone.
Thank you, Harry. Fans, you want to be here this Tuesday night when the Braves meet the Calvary Cubs. It's going to be Nabisco Communion Wafer Day here at the ballpark. All fans 33 and under get a free Eucharist signed by the Saviors. Now, fans, Nabisco Communion Wafers go down smooth. Won't stick to the roof of your mouth like those cheap imitation sacraments. Sure, they cost a little more, but when it comes to your eternal salvation, isn't it worth that extra buck in the collection plate? Remember, fans, the next time you go to the rail for that body and blood, ask for the host with the most. Ask for Nabisco.
Thanks, Steve. Here's some scores now from around the league. A big upset. David won. Goliath nothing. Ends a long win streak for the big guy. Oh, no. Job is on the 15-day disabled list with a bad case of leprosy. Pull the hamstring. Pulled it right off. The Angels have sent Lucifer down. That's a shame. When that fellow was in his prime, he could throw some heat. This year, his earned run average is ballooned to a hefty 6.6.
It is 5:13 on News Talk 93.1 FM. That's long been a popular favorite here. The first baseball game ever with Harry Carey, who had glasses so thick it looked like he should have goldfish instead of eyes behind him. 14 minutes after 5, we have Rich's forecast in just a moment. I'm going to read the damn magazine column, and then we're going to talk to Ellen Murray, Miss Murray, our movie maven, about movie length and movies that are worth every minute, that your keys are getting sore, you're getting restless, and maybe a few that aren't, and also a new film called Blink Twice that you might want to check out. That will be around 5:35 this afternoon. We had Jacqueline Tomlinson on earlier with us today. When you have a life crisis involving marriage, custody, adoption, and you need representation, I urge you to consider, or if you know somebody who's going through this, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Their expertise, I don't even want to go there because that's readily evident. They know the law. The most important component of all the services they offer at Delk and Tomlinson is that when you retain them, you are truly putting somebody behind your situation who will be tenacious and passionate in their advocacy for the best outcome for you. That's what you need to know. That they're in there, whether it's a court of law, a judge's chamber, a mediation hearing. By the way, they are qualified mediators as well. That they are doing everything within their power
to look out for your best interest and doing it with zeal. Because that's what makes them tick. They love helping people. So if you have a crisis or you know somebody who does, give them this number, 819-4810, 819-4810. For Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law, their web address, thealabamafamilylawyers.com. At 515. Jay?
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Traffic and weather coming up.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
Do what you want. Be who you want. And elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms. Relax in the tranquil spa. Play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The last weekend of April will go down in the books as a really nice one here in central Alabama. Tonight, very mild, cloudy at times. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Sunday, a great weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine. There'll be some high clouds mixed in at times. Nice and warm, mid-80s here in central Alabama. 70s down on the coast. 60s at night. And still warm Monday with a high around 86. Good bit of sunshine with the risk of widely scattered storms arriving on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Waka waka.
Tell it like it is, baby.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Luciano Paparazzi with this week's classical music. TikTok's banned. Don't understand. Because TikTok was made in a foreign land. They are banning it for all Americans. But you still can. Take off your pants. And only fans, fans, fans.
Taylor Swift's new album is really long and boring. It's almost as dull as listening to me singing opera.
Trump shall hurt testimony from inquirers David Pecker. I just think it's funny when news anchors say his name. Grazie. Tune in next week unless some judge put a gag order on me.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
No, that wasn't Enrico Palazzo. That was Paparazzi or something like that. Hey, before I read my magazine column for the month of April in Boom, also available at riverregionboom.com along with past stuff, Brian Jewelry tomorrow is having a six-hour sale from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. 60% off on about 60% of the merchandise they carry. Why not all of it? Because there are some jewelry lines that will not allow you to discount their product. But everything that can be marked down 60% off is. That's a six-hour window tomorrow from 10 to 4. With Mom's Day just two weekends away now, that may be a stop you'll want to make. And, of course, you can always go up the street and see Pam and her friends at AMS Studios and get a gift certificate there, too. Why not do both? Why not do both? Be a sport. And we really appreciate the support of two great Prattville businesses. And may I add, well worth the drive from Montgomery. The title of my column this month in Boom is Influenza, the New Pandemic. And it starts out, boomers, we are winners. Keeping in mind that it's Boom Magazine. So yeah, it's kind of geared towards boomers. Every year, Gallup polling trots out a World Happiness Index. They rank the world's nations and the people within those countries using a simple survey technique. From NPR, sorry, how happy are you? The Gallup World Poll has a way to gauge well-being around the globe. Imagine a ladder and think about your current life. The top rung 10 represents the best possible life, and the bottom rung 0 represents the worst. Pick your number. This year, Finland is at the top of the worldwide list. Researchers point to factors including high levels of social support and healthy life expectancy to explain the top perch of several Scandinavian countries. If meat locker weather is your thing, there's much to be loved about Finland, Norway, and Denmark. As a tourist, live there? Hard pass. Our beloved country took a deep dive in this year's happiness survey. As radio legend Casey Kasem would say, the USA slid down the charts all the way from 15 to number 23. 23! I can't imagine why. Okay, I lied. I not only can imagine why, I know why. According to Gallup, only one American demographic was into positive territory on the happy-o-meter, us. This explains why there's an onslaught of anti-boomer narratives among our propagandists, formerly known as news networks. They seem to thrive on shrieking themes, inferring that boomer happiness was achieved at the expense of every generation behind us. MSN.com is a complicit partner in the anti-boomer harangue. Every day there's another list we embrace that will die with us, and seemingly it can't happen soon enough. Most of us still believe in the two biological sexes, hard work and respecting authority, including our elders, military, and police. MSN says we're fools to stand by those beliefs. A term that's infected our lexicon, one I'm coming to despise, is influencers. Influencers become a top career choice among those under 30. How about that? Surprise, Gen X, Y, Z. I'm an influencer. In five decades, in all media forms, mostly radio, I've been influencing the music, cultural choices, and opinions of thousands of people. We are all influencers, and we need to get to work. Younger generations should enjoy happiness and optimism, too. In the 80s, when we were Gen Z's current age, local radio was Facebook. People tuned in to find out who and what was hot. I had hundreds of thousands of followers. Becoming a radio influencer was an earned privilege. Today, a cell phone and a TikTok account are all you need to proclaim influencer status. Who were the boomer influencers? While we had our share of icons and stars, my predominant influencers were family, teachers, and successful people. I had great teachers. We were taught to be all that you can be. Go for it. Work hard and make money. Get married, have a family, and go for the American dream. Many of us did and got there or got a good taste of it. As a happy boomer, I refuse to apologize or feel guilty about it. My happy was hard-earned along a path that included the challenges of heartbreak and failure. I've been wealthy and homeless along the way and regret none of it. They are requisite building blocks of my solid happy. Why is younger America so miserable? The Gallup study cited the following as causes for the state of the nouveau American Les Miserables. Quote, younger generations feel that they're facing mounting barriers to home ownership, such as steep prices, high interest rates, low housing supply, and slow wage growth, end quote. I closed on a house at a painful 13% rate long ago. Things can change when the people in charge know what they're doing. MSN followed that by dissing a boomer vanguard. Renting is a waste of money. Saying that renting is a waste of money can come across as insensitive to millennials and zoomers who aren't in a financial position to buy a home yet, so you may want to refrain from saying this around them. Insensitive? Renting's okay, but dang, thicken your skin, children. Life is neither sensitive nor fair. Those speed bumps, no matter how hard your unicorn tries to mute them, are part of the journey. Let me play influencer with the unhappy generation with a few suggestions. Happy is not an entitlement, and we are responsible for our own state of mind. Relaunch your path to happiness by asking yourself some tough questions. Who have you voted for? Have their policies made your life better? Tougher yet, ask yourself if you were bullied into voting the way you did because of the influencers you choose. Did you vote with critical thinking or your feelings? Who has your ear? Are they constantly harping about America's imperfections? Are they relentlessly telling you about threats to democracy, two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner, or that we're a democratic republic? Do your influencers have anything positive to say about anything? No frickin' way America should be anything but number one on a list of happiest countries. Had Gallup asked my rung, I'd have chosen number 9. I like believing number 10 is still achievable and remain optimistic about getting there. I'm having more fun now than ever. Boomers, the happy generation. Do we credit our positive influencers or do we hit the higher rung through luck? For this boomer, it's the former, not the ladder.
Right.
That was a play on words
it
there
was
at the end.
Of great play on words.
Thank you very much, Rosie. So there you go, 527. And again, riverregionboom.com. And thank you for helping me decide what to finish. I've started about 15 different. You know, and sometimes I can pop one out in 90 minutes, which is also very close to the perfect length for a movie, something we'll talk with Ellen Murray about. In 8 shopping minutes from now at 527, we'll hit the traffic dungeon shortly. There's a place on the boulevard. It's a happy place. It can't be anything but with Jeff Mallinson in charge, and that place is Georgia Florist Direct. It's been there since 1969, founded by Dick McAdam, a visionary who realized that Montgomery was going to be growing almost due east and said, this is where I'm going to put my warehouse. Back when the bypass was just a 2-lane road on each side of the divider, going through mostly cow country and stuff. But his vision was spot on, because now you have a 300,000-square-foot warehouse that not only serves the entire river region, but states outside the realm of Alabama. That's how great their reputation is, not just for selecting, but everything they sell is wholesale priced. And they have their own team of installers. And Jeff Mallinson, who now owns Georgia Florist Direct, he was hired about halfway through their history to manage. He is the human template for great customer service, and he finds people that are just like him, that know how to make an instant connection with a customer coming through the door looking for a certain flooring at a certain price, and then makes it happen. And he's put together one heck of a team with Dustin and Q and Jonathan. It's a great group over there, so you feel comfortable right off the bat. And then from the moment you make your selection to the moment you're standing on that beautifully installed floor, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. That's why they've been a flooring destination since 1969, a.k.a. the year the earth stood still. On the boulevard across from Lowe. How is the boulevard moving at 529, Skipper?
We have an accident on the Eastern Boulevard. If you're coming up on Carmichael, headed over the bridge to Sam's, going to be in your lanes. It was a moderate crash. They are still working that one. A little bit of a traffic backup there. Everywhere else, very busy this afternoon, but no other problems. Been a pretty uneventful afternoon. Buckle up and drive carefully. Hopefully, we'll keep it that way. Festival Plaza has it all. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed will be sworn in as president of the African American Mayors Association today. Reed currently serves as the organization's vice president. The mayor described his elevation to the new position as both an honor and a challenge. The ADOC has arrested a Kilby Correctional Facility prison guard. 45-year-old Tyree Lynette Hoyle is charged with using her position for personal gain and attempting to distribute drugs. Court filings indicate Hoyle accepted a Cash App payment, then attempted to deliver drugs and a cell phone to an inmate. The Alabama House passed HB 385, the Supplying Minors Bill, on Thursday. The bill would remove exceptions for public libraries from obscenity laws and subject them to prosecution for providing sexual material to minors. The bill now goes to the Alabama Senate. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The last weekend of April will go down in the books as a really nice one here in Central Alabama. Tonight, very mild, cloudy at times. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Sunday, a great weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine. There'll be some high clouds mixed in at times. Nice and warm, mid-80s here in Central Alabama. 70s down on the coast. 60s at night. And still warm Monday with a high around 86. Good bit of sunshine with the risk of widely scattered storms arriving on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Miss Murray's Movie Minute brought to you by AMS Studios. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, renew your sparkle with AMS Studios at 119 East Main and Prattville. AMS-studios.com or call 730-1268. We now welcome our movie maven, Ellen Murray. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
We keep finding all kinds of interesting topics when there isn't a particularly hot movie to discuss. And I thought you would be interested in the survey I sent earlier, polling movie viewers about what's the perfect length for a movie. Before we get into the details of the survey, what would your answer to that question be?
Oh, I would guess about 92 minutes or so.
92 minutes. That turned out to be the average. And we did a little poll on Facebook, and it was actually with the people that took the time to reply, and we've had a bunch, several dozen, about somewhere between an hour and 45 minutes and 2 hours. But
it really does depend on the genre of a movie. Like a good comedy, hour and a half is about all you need.
Yes.
A nice drama, 2 to 2.5 hours is tolerable. When you get to the 3 hour length, it better be damn good.
Yeah. That's one, you know, I always use like two movies, Oppenheimer and Gone with the Wind, that were long, but I never left my seat. I did not want to miss a second of either of those movies. And I think your point on comedies is spot on, because every funny movie has sort of a theme, a recurring joke, a style of writing. And after about 90 minutes, I think you've probably gotten as much of that as you could take, and then it starts to get redundant and boring. By the way, movies that actually are 92 minutes in length, none of these are really classics. Dodgeball, Kung Fu Panda. Now, Beetlejuice is one of your favorites, right?
Beetlejuice is great, yeah, the original.
I have to go back and take another look at that because I watched it under awkward circumstances, so I may revisit that. There's a sequel coming out, right?
Yes, there is, and it stars a lot of the same actors in the same roles, I think.
You know, in this case, I think that's cool, but on the other hand, again, we've talked about this too, the lack of original ideas coming out of Hollywood. Give us something new. I think this will work better for Beetlejuice than it did for Ghostbusters when they brought those guys back.
Yeah,
Monsters,
sure.
Inc., Toy Story 2, those minutes or movies are all 92 minutes long. Now, if you don't mind, I want to go back to Facebook because I posed a second question. Name a long movie that was worth every minute. I'd like to start with you on that, Ellen. Can you tell us a lengthy movie that was worth every minute of time?
I actually looked at your post and saw that someone had said The Sound of Music, and I have to agree with that because having just seen the play and reminded of the story, it's definitely worth the watch.
Yeah, that was suggested by Clayton. Let me run some of these other titles by you and give me a yes or no, a comment, and you too, Rosie.
Okay.
On lengthy movies, somebody named both Godfathers. I agree. Not a lot of time wasted there. How about the Ten Commandments?
Yeah.
Next.
Shawshank Redemption, I agree on that one too. That's also the hardest movie title for me to pronounce. Shawshank Redemption. You've got to be very careful with your phonics when you're discussing that movie. All right, you mentioned The Sound of Music. Night of the Day of the Dawn of the Son of the Bride and Return of the Revenge of the Terror, Attack of the Evil Mutant Hellbound Flesh-Eating Subhuman.
I don't think that's real.
Take you that long to get through the title.
But Randy, I appreciate the creativity there. Here's another one. And this is a movie that I think people should see today, even though it came out in 1968. Dr. Zhivago.
Yeah.
And here's why. We have a lot of people who seem hell-bent for leather on embracing communism. Well, if you watch that movie and you watch them come into power in Russia, you'll see exactly what happens when they try to make everything fair and everybody suffers. It's really, I think, more pertinent now than it was when it first released. Plus, there's a powerful love story in the middle of that. Schindler's List.
Yeah.
So it's very painful.
Here's one I saw, and Jeff, this is very subjective, so there's no right or wrong. He mentioned a movie called Jeremiah Johnson. I saw that at the drive-in.
It did seem ponderous.
But it's one I would not discourage somebody from watching if they wanted to go back for a classic. Braveheart, Gone with the Wind is here now. I have an assignment for you as a correspondent to this radio show.
Okay.
I think we have a real opportunity here because you've not seen it yet. And I would like to get the reaction to that movie from somebody who has not been prejudiced by the news and the wokeness of today.
You mean Gone with the Wind?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
on my list. I have to be in the right frame of mind to put it on, you know?
Oh, yeah. And you need 3 hours and 40 minutes of your time that you can set aside, too. But it'll be interesting to hear a reaction from somebody from a different demographic seeing it for the first time, because the media wants you to think it's just a racist. And that's not true.
No.
I've got a take on that movie I will stand by any time.
When that came out again in the theaters, Greg, several years ago, my mom and I went to see it on the big screen, and it was awesome.
Let's talk about Titanic as far as long movies are concerned. That's a long movie, but I think it's too long.
Yeah, I'm laughing because I just don't think I'll ever see it again. Once was enough, but I just was thinking of those girls that went and watched over and over again because of Leo.
Yeah.
I have a couple of other long ones that I
please
singled out. Magnolia, I really liked. It's Paul Thomas Anderson movie. It's an ensemble piece, lots of different stories pieced together. Mm-hmm. Wolf of Wall Street I thought was really good, and I would watch that one again.
I saw part of that. I didn't see the whole thing. How long is that movie? About 2.5-3 hours?
It's 3 hours.
Okay.
It's not necessarily my type of movie, but I like the cast, and it looks like a rockin' good time. I just watched the trailer again. And finally, one called Babylon that just came out. I think I watched it during COVID, and it's got Margot Robbie, and it's really long. It's one of the ones that could be shortened a little bit and still be good, but I really liked it, Babylon.
Who among us have seen Dances with Wolves? That came up on our listener. We got a great response to this, by the way, in a relatively short period of time, so thanks to everybody that participated. I have not seen it. It just doesn't look like my genre.
I saw part of it.
Yeah, if you like Kevin Costner, his movies are all sort of the same.
Kevin Costner is the same guy in every movie. He really is.
A lot of actors are.
And he should, this is true. That's absolutely true. But he should avoid doing movies that require him to adopt an accent.
Yeah.
The Untouchables was kind of a fun movie, but, you know, he got too deep into the Chicago accent and all that kind of stuff. Sorry, I just wasn't buying. And he had to be sort of Cajun-esque when he was playing in JFK as Jim Garrison. Right. And then when he was part of JFK's team in 13 Days? I forget. Yeah, he had to do the Boston accent, and he's good at none of them. But that's just my opinion, and that's what makes this fun. I understand there's a film that you're very intrigued with called Blink Twice. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I just found out about it today. It's written and directed by Zoe Kravitz, who is Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
No kidding.
And it stars Channing Tatum, Christian Slater, and Aaliyah Shawkat, who I really like from Arrested Development. She plays Maybe.
So,
and let me give you just the basic plot. Yeah. These girls are at a party, and a bunch of rich people invite them to a private island of the rich guy. So they just hop on this jet and jet off. And once they get there, they realize, whoa, what have we gotten ourselves into? And everything seems kind of perfect, but then weird stuff starts to happen, and they start forgetting, like they kind of are losing their memories. So it looks very intriguing.
Sounds like a sophisticated either Gilligan's Island or Epstein's Island. Now that you mention it.
Seemingly a little bit more like Epstein, except everyone's adult.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let's see, what else did I want to mention here? I can't advocate for Lord of the Rings, I didn't understand. By the way, one of the other things that the survey asked people was closed captioning and subtitles, and about 1 in 6 people watch everything with closed captioning on.
I like it, especially if they're it's foreign movies.
Yeah.
Even with Downton Abbey, if I didn't have...
Well, that isn't a foreign language. Isn't it British?
It's British, but they are so British that some of the sentences are hard to understand.
Now,
I understand it in that case. Sometimes they put them on because they just, I don't know, can't see the TV as well. But for me, if the movie is in English and I'm reading the words, I'm more reading the words rather than watching the movie. It's very distracting to me to have the words if I don't need them, if it's not like an actual foreign. So,
good point. Also, want to mention that Ms. Murray is going to, speaking of British, is there anything more British than...
The theater
to ASF to see Baskerville, the Sherlock Holmes treatment, and we're going to get a review on that from you on Monday.
Yes, I'm very excited about it.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Have a great time at ASF, and we'll look forward to talking to you on Monday afternoon around 5:35.
Rosie, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to
you
all later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. 5:46 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm a big Sherlock Holmes fan, but I will admit I didn't read any of the books. I just like the Basil Rathbone movies.
Yeah, I always loved those.
And nobody else has come close to portraying Sherlock Holmes better than he did. That's just my opinion. There's no right or wrong on that, but if you don't like Basil Rathbone or Sherlock Holmes, you're not my friend. Kidding. MPB is your friend. When you've been in an accident, your car is damaged, you know that drill. You walk around your vehicle, you see your beautiful machine all crumpled up on one end. First of all, you check to make sure everybody's going to be okay. I mean, that's always the most important thing. And then you got to call your insurance adjuster. You got to get a claim number and so forth. The smart call is 27REC with a W, where the team at Montgomery Paint and Body will give you the best possible outcome on the repair of your vehicle, the restoration of your vehicle. Good as new, maybe better. It's not just some cute slogan that Donnie and Brandon Turner want me to say to you. I've had that outcome with them multiple times. So has Rich Thomas, and you've heard us all talk about how great they are because they don't cut corners, and they do a very, very thorough job when they have your car and are putting it back together. It's not just the damaged area that looks good as new, maybe better. Once that's completed, then they go bumper to bumper on your vehicle to make sure that it looks as close as they can make it using modern technology, talented people, and what we used to call elbow grease to produce that outcome. Count on it. 27REC with a W. If your car's not drivable, have it towed to the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. If your tow truck driver doesn't know where that is, find a different tow truck because they don't know nothing. Or call directly at 27REC with a W and let them work with your insurance adjuster. They're highly respected here, and there'll be no issues when it comes to listing everything that needs to be refixed, replaced, repainted, and repaired with MPB. This will be our final traffic update for the afternoon at 5:48.
An accident a few minutes ago in Wetumpka, Highway 231, right in the curve by Apex Propane as you head down to Highway 14. Please use caution there. We're hoping to get that one out of the way quickly. Again, just a minor accident. Everywhere else, we're down to light to moderate traffic flow on I-65 and 85. Boulevards are a bit busy at some of the bigger intersections. Other than that, not really many problems out there this afternoon. Buckle up and be safe. Come by and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power and a larger cab, the machine is built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
By the way, I want to come back and thank everybody. We put those two surveys up on movie length and long movies, and we did very well with response on those. And by the way, we had somebody call and ask for Ellen to do a review of a particular film. I have it written down somewhere here, and I'll find it over the weekend. But if there's a film that you would like to recommend, feel free to send the information to me, or you can look up Ellen Murray on Facebook and send it directly to her. Because what we're looking to do, and we've been doing it for several months now, there's just so much when you pull up Netflix or any of the streaming services, it's overwhelming. Where do you go? So we're, and she has turned us on to some really excellent movie I'd never heard of, but watched and really enjoyed. So we're just trying to help create a better focus on how you spend that time when you are looking for something good to watch over the weekend. She's a great navigator in that regard. We are at 5:50.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
Do what you want, be who you want, and elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms, relax in the tranquil spa, play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks? No problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995 dot fee. Expires 4/30/24.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Next, no rent. Bad at calf care. My boss been wet. Palmas. True under dash, double depression. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today I am going to teach you how to speak Bidenese. I'm going to teach you a few words, and then we'll get the proper pronunciation and context from the master himself, President Joe Biden. The first word I'm going to teach you today is nexnosrent. Nexnosrent. President Biden will now demonstrate this word for us.
Donald Trump does pose an nexnosrent to this. It's not hypothetical.
It's not hypothetical. Nexnosrent. Okay, the next word we've got is badekefker. Badekefker. Say it. Try it. Badekefker. President Biden.
Barack and I think it's a right for people to have bad care.
Next, my bus been wet. Now, a common error on this one is people put the stress on the wrong syllable. It's not my bus been wet. It's not my bus been wet. It's my bus been wet. Say it. My bus been wet.
My bus been wet.
Next, we have a word that's much simpler. Palmist. Palmist. Can you say palmist? President Biden, palmist.
And if we do, and I'm sure we can proclaim the palmist with the palmist who wrote these following words.
All right, now that you've got four words in the bag, we're going to move on to a really complex Bidenese word. Do you think you're ready for it? You're gonna really have to pay attention here. This is sort of advanced level Bidenese. Very long word, okay? This is what it is. It's a very long word. Are you ready? Truender dash dubba depressure. Truender dash dubba depressure. One word. One word. Truender dash dubba depressure. Say it a little more quickly. Truender dash dubba depressure. Truender dash dubba depressure. President Biden, go.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize True under dash double depressure.
You guys did fantastic. You learned five new words in a new language, and now you know more Bidenese than you knew yesterday. What can I do but leave President Biden with the last word?
So I'm going to say something outrageous. I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
That was a great show.
Great, man.
That was so much fun. I don't know why people say this show is terrible.
It'd
be interesting to find out what went wrong there, but that's a whole other show.
We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
It's the end of the show.
It's an awesome show.
That is our show for today.
Well, that's our show for today.
That is how we put a show together.
You guys have a good time. I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, it was a fun day, though, wasn't it? See you tomorrow.
Thanks for being here today.
Come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Adios.
Bye, sexy.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
So the stampede of the weekend begins. On behalf of Rosie Brock, Eddie Bader, Ellen Murray, thanks for tuning in this afternoon. We'll see you after I'm back in New Orleans. Bright early Monday morning with Chris Thomas and Jay Scott. Have a great weekend and thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchachos.